At the end of the regular session, legislators adopted a bill to extend a film tax credit incentive program for 10 years. It will be funded at $200 million over 10 years, starting in 2013. It adds to incentives created in 2008, so film companies will be able to get a base 30% tax credit for expenditures in Alaska, with additional credits for local hire, films made in rural Alaska, and during the off-season. KNBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
As set up by legislators in 2008, the Film Incentive Program now allows filmmakers and producers to get tax credits for up to 44% of expenditures in Alaska. Senate Bill 23 would allow them to get tax credits for 58% or more of expenditures. Bob Crockett is president of the Alaska Film Group, a trade association with about 100 members. He applauds the extension of the program and several changes outlined in the bill.
It calls for more transparency, which we support. It calls for more Alaska business ground spend. It calls for more Alaskans to be working on film projects. They basically doubled the incentive from 10% to 20% as an incentive for Alaska crew positions.
Industry representatives say it's not uncommon for as much as half of a film's budget to go into pay for the producers, directors, screenwriters, and major actors, so-called above-the-line expenditures. Senate Bill 23 limits tax credits to 5% of above-the-line costs, but allows an increase of half the cost of expenditures paid to local residents, an idea new to Crockett.
I like the concept where you tie above the line numbers to how much local hire is spent, how much on local hire wages, and how much money is spent on Alaskan businesses. I think that's a healthy concept. How it actually plays out for above the line is something that we'll have to work through and see if it works.
Wasilla Republican Representative Anna Fairclough was a member of a House Finance Subcommittee that held several hearings and authored many of the changes to Senate Bill 23. She says she voted against the film tax credits legislation in 2008 and took this opportunity to address her concerns, one of them being about content.
If 90% of the revenues that Alaska receives are from development, such as oil and gas exploration or mining, we wouldn't want something, a movie, to display us in an inappropriate way or to shut down Alaska being able to provide that benefit to our people.
Fairclough says the solution is to create a commission to review tax credit applications and scripts. That commission will be made up of the heads of the Departments of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, Natural Resources, Revenue, and Labor and Workforce Development. In deciding whether to approve a tax credit application, they'll consider a film's effects on job prospects, the Alaska economy, and public perception of state policy on natural resource development. Senate Bill 23 also shifts part of the program from the Division of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to another state agency. Juanetta Ayers is director of the Division of Commerce.
We'll plan a smooth transition where the incentive review and award process is moved to the Department of Revenue, and the Department of Commerce continues to be involved in the promotion of Alaska as a film location and working on production coordination and connecting Alaskan businesses and workers to those job opportunities that come up.
Senate Bill 23 next goes to the governor for his consideration. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.